Chapter 5. Captain of the Ice. We called the area Polheim, home on the pole. One of my men, Bjarland, opened a box of cigars. Cigars! At the South Pole. But we didn't use them, because icy breath was pouring out of our mouths. That night, we had a delicious meal of penguin meat. For our drink, we had snow. We could hardly believe it. We beat the Scott expedition. We built a small tent and left a triumphant message for them. Then we started our difficult journey home. The Scott expedition arrived 35 days later. We succeeded because we were organized and carefully prepared. We had good equipment and the right clothing. We used sled dogs and skis, just like the Netsilik natives did. We trained for many years and studied even longer. We were heroes when we came home and very, very happy. Back at home, I was bored. An adventurer cannot sit at home and do nothing. One day, I said, Cook and Peary beat me to the North Pole by sea. I was the first to arrive at the South Pole. Now, I want to be the first man to fly to the North Pole. But Captain, my friend said, how can we do that? There's nowhere to land. Well, I said, we'll need to find a flying boat. And we did. The Dornier Doge was a boat, but it could fly like a plane. Or maybe it was a plane, but it could float like a boat. It had a Rolls-Royce engine, and it was very strong. This was our answer. We flew two Dornier Doges all the way north. We flew through the white clouds over the giant seas of floating ice. We flew farther north than any other aeroplane. The North Pole was near. And then, all of a sudden, we lost radio contact. The other plane disappeared into the white fog. Mayday, mayday, I said over the radio. Captain Roald Amundsen speaking. Can you hear me? But nobody answered. What should we do, Captain? My pilot said. Let's land and search for the other plane, I said. The pilot landed our plane, and we saw the crew of the other plane on the ice. Our plane was damaged, they said. We must fly together in one plane. Okay, I said. But how are we going to fly from here? We haven't got a runway. We can't take off from the ice. The next few weeks were torture. We worked every day to clear a runway. We shoveled over 600 tons of ice. At night, we sat in the plane and shivered. And we didn't have sufficient food. We each ate as little as possible, but there was less and less food every day. When are we going to leave here? One of the men asked. I hope we can leave, I said. Finally, there was no more food, so we had no choice. If we didn't leave, we would die of hunger. I was accustomed to danger, but this was the most frightening experience of my life. Fasten your seatbelts, the pilot said, and God help us. We prayed as the plane started to move. Six men in one small flying boat, taking off from a floor of cracking ice, flying straight into a violent storm.